Morning, it's April 10, a landmark day in cinema with the first 3D movie released on this day in 1953. It was House of Wax, starring Vincent Price.
You shouldn't have done that, my dear.
It's Kathy's body under the wax. I knew it all the time.
From a turning point in cinema to a significant day in music, it was in 1970 that Paul McCartney announced he was quitting the Beatles. Here's John Lennon reflecting on that moment.
It wasn't that we weren't talking to each other. There was so much going on, we didn't get a chance, you know, and he was up in Campbelltown.
Yeah.
And he was up there for a long time at one period. Nobody could get in touch with him at all.
Well, the Beatles were splitting up themselves, you know, disintegrating is the word for it.
A week after the announcement, Paul released his first solo album, McCartney. Birthdays, legendary actor Max von Sydow is 89. He was in The Exorcist and Hannah and Her Sisters and The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Go now and teach all nations. Make it your first care to love one another.
Action star Steven Seagal is 66 today.
You know, you shouldn't knock Chinese potions. I have something in my pocket right now. It'll completely clear up that bruise on your forehead.
Katrina from One Hit Wonders, Katrina and the Waves, is 59. And cricket's next superstar, big hitter Chris Lynn, is 28. Now we're finishing with cricket too, remembering one of Australia's all-time greatest all-rounders, spin bowler, Aussie captain, and then our greatest commentator, Richie Benno.
Disturbance and a streaker on the field. Well, that's the first catch Rodney Marsh has made today.
Richie died aged 84 in 2015 on this day, April 10.